And now this is a dictation for Janet. Romy, and the spelling is R-E-A-U-M-E. August 542. Address as a letter, Dr. Vogel. V as in Victor, O-G-E-L. Dear Dr. Vogel, follow up for Mrs. Romy, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, underlying COPD, CHF, coronary artery disease. Last visit, February 2022. No hospital visits, some viral respiratory symptoms resolving. She's living alone. Two losses within the last few years. Tons pass away. Complications and medical problems, and the other, a vehicle crash. She still is recovering and grieving the last few years. No present smoking. She's fighting depression by interacting socially with friends and family. Chronic cough, clear sputum, no hemoptysis. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the bronchodilators. Losartan, HCTC. Clonidine only as needed, not in the recent past. Next paragraph, today weight 108. A year ago, 121. Blood pressure 160 over 70. COPD abnormalities. No pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, has a systolic murmur, probably aortic valve, radiated to both carotids, no ascites, tenderness, or masses, no edema, very pleasant, non-focal. Last chemistries, April, mild anemia, 12.7, normal white blood cell platelets. Creatinine 1.1, as high as 1.2 in the past. Normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated. Pro-BNP, this is emergency room 730. Low potassium, normal sodium acid base. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, for the most part, is stable, no progression, not symptomatic. Next number, clinical findings of COPD. Next number, CHF follows with Dr. Quijo. Next number, aortic valve murmur radiated to carotid arteries, but not symptomatic. Next number, low potassium. Likely from diuretics. Next number, mild anemia, no external bleeding, no indication for treatment, not symptomatic. Come back in a year, end of dictation.